You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Okay, so my travels today took me to Merriman Road, right by Ford, and I'm telling you, there's a stretch there, Merriman, on the right-hand side.
Were you going to work at Ford's?
I was going to work at Ford's, at the Ford's, and I'm heading over there. No, I'm already past the plant, so I'm, and I'm telling you, boom, babe, I'm not making this up. There were some just chunks of road that were out on the side of Merriman as you were heading, I guess it would be south towards Ford Road. And look, it's every day now where I have to get out at some point in my car and check my tires and see what's going on, make sure they're still inflated. But if I had any problems at all, I'm going to tell you something, and you too. You take your car, truck, or van to the pros. They'll get it done for you at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be able to get back on the road, Mark, safe, sound, and oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care, they do everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, A to Z, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a windshield wiper or a tire repair, or as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. And if you mention us, these two cats right here, something good will happen to you.
You mean Parker and the Man?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. And...
dude.
I'm sorry. He hit a home run finally. That's the second
Mickey
hit the other
way.
Finally, my God.
Opposite
okay.
Way.
And Mark, if you mention us, you will not only receive a free oil change but with any work done, but you'll also get a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings.
You were saying this guy's bad. He's bad.
You know, Jeff Leesman's terrible.
What is
Leesman should take his car to Mike and the good people there because he got nothing better to do and certainly not pitching. It's over $100 in savings passed down to you just for saying Parker the Man when you get in there. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, that's X-P-E-R-T, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Let's do this.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
All right, well, the Tigers are kicking up their heels. The late, great Ernie Harvey, we'll get to that in a bit. Stanley Cup playoffs, game 3 at Joe Louis. The Bruins are on the board. They scored Dougie Hamilton with his first of the postseason against Jimmy Howard.
Dougie fresh?
Dougie fresh, baby. He was fresh tonight. 1-0 Bruins. That is your score as we speak, as we stand right now at Joe Louis with Boston up in game 3. And I'm telling you something right now. You don't want any of that. It ain't going to look good on the resume. 6.5 to play at JLA. In that first period, so still a long ways to go tonight before anything is settled there. The Tigers have just put a 4 spot on the White Sox, and part of that was a Miguel Cabrera shot to right field of Charlie Leesman replacing Chris Sale, two-run jack. So that's at least that's number 2 of the year, although that, you know, I hate to say this, but it barely got out, okay? He got it out. He's got 3 ribbies. I'm not ripping. If that's who the Robin Ventura is going to trot out there, you got to hit him. And they're hitting him. And they're hitting him hard. And another one. Told you this guy was just awful. 5-1, third inning, Tigers lead again on the home run by Miguel Cabrera. Throw it up and hit it. College baseball in Ann Arbor, Michigan's work is done for the day at Wilpon Complex, Ray Fisher Stadium. Bowling Green beats them 7-3. Michigan falls to 18-22, not having a great year out there in Ann Arbor. In East Lansing, Spartans are struggling a bit too, but they did win today. Beat Toledo 4-2 to stop their losing streak at 4. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, round 1, game 2. Hawks over the Pacers at last check, 40-37 second. Raptors lead the Nets 14-11 early on in that game at Toronto. Wizards, Bulls go at 9:30 tonight. Other cup playoffs, Montreal looking like they're going to wrap it up against Tampa. Late first, lead them 2-0. Daniel Briere the first for the postseason and just about to get started. In Philadelphia, the Rangers and the Flyers. Sharks and Kings go at 10. Other baseball, American League, Indians lead the Royals 1-0 third. No score fourth in Toronto. 2-0 Yankees over the Red Sox in the third. Also third inning at Tampa, the Rays lead the Twins 3-0. Two others will start after 10. One interleague series, the Angels lead the Nationals in D.C. 4-1, third inning. Albert Pujols, his 7th of the season, number 499. He's one away from 500 career home runs. National League, no score Reds, Pirates 3rd. Braves trail the Marlins 1-0 4th. No score Cardinals, Mets in the 4th. Others will start later. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. So the updates now. 4:48 to play at Joe Louis. Bruins lead the Wings 1-0 on the Hamilton goal, and the Tigers lead 5-1 in the third against this guy.
BP, batting practice pitcher.
EP?
BP.
You know what? EP, I bet you if EP were pitching, it would be 5-1.
He would be getting the Tigers out. It wouldn't be this bad.
Would not be this bad at all.
He wouldn't be a BP. EP wouldn't be a BP.
All you
got to
do is look at Charlie Leisman's like numbers over the course of his short major league career and then his minors, and I'm not even so sure what they're seeing him, but you know, it must be something, unless he's related to Ventura.
Well, he is one thing, remember.
Reinsdorf. What?
Left-handed.
Well,
yeah. You know, they give lefties Mark.
He's a young left-hander,
there's
though.
There's so few guys. They think that he'll be able to shake it off.
He's got size to him, too. He's kind of a big. He's not like Chris Sale, 6'13", or whatever he is.
But if you're a Wings fan, Mark, right now, a little on edge. You know why?
Well, you said they're done. You said that they're finished. There's no more wins in that tank. There's no. Rob Parker said that's it.
I said they were going to win one game.
Whether it's the first game or the fifth game.
It's not. It's
well, like, if they won the fifth game, there'd be a sixth game.
What's scary, though? Is that they can't score?
This has been their bugaboo all year. This has been
the first home playoff game. They got there, the people went crazy. Remember, they stole home ice right with a win on the road in game one. You get blowed out in game two.
Pavel Dot Fluke scored that goal. It was a good goal. I'm not being funny, but Fluke Glendening did have a fluke goal in game two, and that's all they've got. Now, what did we say before when Jamie was on last week? What has been my kind of like almost ad nauseum theme for this season? No scores over 50 points.
We talked about it all the time.
The first time since 1945-46, the Red Wings had no player in a full season score less than 50 points. They had never had a season in which 49 was their team
and
lead.
And back then, Mark, I think, what did you say, 1945? Back then, only the puck was black, right?
Yeah, I don't know when Willie O'Ree joined the league. It was pretty close to that.
60s.
I think it was 50.
Was it the 50s?
I think maybe it was 60.
I thought it was the 60s.
Whatever. But Gordie Howe was only getting $5 for every flat
item. Oh, stop.
That he was signing. Only $5 back then, man. It's a long time ago. Gordie was only getting $5.
Now it's like 75.
And we said I can't remember the last time the Red Wings only had one 20-goal scorer, and that was Goose. That was Nyquist.
But this has got to be a little depressing. Obviously, the game's not over, but still, you would think they'd come out, be pumped, you're in your own building. You got what you wanted. You went to Boston for a split. You kind of throw away game two. You knew Boston was playing for its life, right, Mark?
Yeah.
They couldn't afford to lose the first two games at home.
Let me tell you what's happening here. We're probably two games plus two periods away, if it stays like this.
Well, it's early.
Away from this really being the end to it all. I'm willing to go there.
What if they don't win another
Correct.
Game?
If they go 4-1 and they go up Mousy Lee and they just barely snaked into that eighth playoff spot, we're probably now at the end. And you had a good, yay Wings, they won four cups and they gave it a good shot this year with the kids, but there's going to be a major retool here with the Red Wings.
6-1 Tigers.
If they can. The problem with that is nobody will deal with Ken Holland. Nobody's going to help him. No one's going to help Ken Holland do this. KC, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeBatt. Hi, KC. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
It ain't over. So what do you say it's over?
It's over.
It's not over.
No.
Come on, KC. I didn't say it was over.
I said Bruins in six. He said Bruins in five.
I don't know what's going on in that studio today. Mark, what's going on with you? You got EP on food stamps? You want Rob the garden? What do you want him to plant some cotton now?
Oh, wow, KC.
Is this the man keeping you down? I'm telling you.
The man has been keeping me down for 50 years, KC.
Why the show is dubbed as it is.
Exactly.
guys, there have been a lot of changes in hockey, but you guys saw that second goal by Riley Smith on Sunday?
Yeah, what do you mean? What are we setting you up for more comedy, or is there a point here?
No, this is a serious point. You know, he was literally behind Howard. You remember the Brett Hulse, goal where he had his, skate in the blue crease? Riley Smith was completely in the blue. The puck went in between Howard's legs. He was completely in the crease when he shot that goal.
KC, all I can tell you is, and everybody saw it, he goes right. I mean, literally, he I think he planned to skate through the blue. He wanted to skate behind Howard and score a goal. That's just the way that goes now. That's the way it is now. It's just not like it used to be.
I always thought the blue was, you know, dead man's zone.
Casey, it used to be. Everybody saw him score that goal like he literally owned the blue, the crease. And
he was like the goalie. You know, he was in the crease more than Howard was.
I know. And it used to be you could not set a sliver of skate in that blue crease and score a goal.
I know. And it's like, well, since when did it change? I know they're taking
it changed when they added 13 guys to the NBA playoffs.
I was going to say, that's exactly when it changed.
KC, if you don't keep up with some of the rule changes, it amazes you how much changes now in sports over the course of a year's time.
Well, is it still mandatory that you have 9 jump balls in the WNBA?
Yes, it's mandatory. Did you see Brittany Griner complaining about her $49,500 she's making now in the WNBA because she makes more in Europe? She was bitching about the 49.5.
Mark, you know, she has a right. 49.5, that's embarrassing. Are you kidding?
She was player of the year at Baylor.
But what kind of – she was making more at Baylor.
She was making more at Baylor. Rob, you're defending a WNBA player?
Yes, 49.5 is embarrassing. I wouldn't play in that league for 49.5. Mark, you know what she takes home after taxes to be in a fraudulent pro league?
How much?
She probably takes home 28.7.
Alex Avila's got 2 hits tonight? Oh, this is a big night, KC.
Oh, it is.
Well, but right there, that already means that, what's the pitcher's name? He needs to come out.
Charlie Leesman.
That's the end of it. Robin Ventura, finally.
Robin Ventura.
He's seen enough. It's in the third. The guy pitched 2 2/3 innings, gave up 6 runs and like 15 hits.
Rockin' Robin. Tweet.
Thank God the Tigers are playing Robin Ventura. What a horrible coaching decision. I'm telling you, by Chicago. Kenny Williams should have gotten fired for that.
For hiring Ventura or keeping Ventura?
Keeping him.
I agree. I never thought Robin would be back for a third year.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised as well.
I thought he was going to step down, though. I didn't think that the White Sox would necessarily fire him, but I thought Robin didn't want to do it.
Well, just remember a couple years ago when it was, you know, would you rather have Kenny Williams and, you know, Gian? Or would you rather have Leland and Dombrowski?
Look, the White Sox have their own issues, and I think a lot of it's because Dombrowski is Reinsdorf has let you know he's got a lot of personal issues. There's a lot of family things going on, and I think he's let a lot of it go. He'll get back to addressing the White Sox eventually. They should never Bruckner go back. He is a shadow of what
that
he was.
That was like one of those where you just
it's a freebie.
You're a freebie. You appreciate him for all he's done, Mark, but he should not. You got to cut the ties and say thanks for everything and bring in a younger player.
I told my White Sox buddies that Paulie Kay has no business being back for the White Sox.
That didn't even make any sense.
By the way, the Bruins have – thanks a lot, Casey. Appreciate it. Bruins have scored again.
No, they did not.
Yes, it's 2-0, and that's now the end of the first period.
This is what I was talking about. This is exactly what I was talking about.
It was Jordan Caron who scored the goal for the Bruins. So they got a couple guys who don't even – they're not even on their sheet like Bergeron is and Lucic and others. So
are you a little surprised here or no? Seriously, first home game?
No.
Well, you said 6. You weren't expecting
– I said there'd be another Wings victory. To be honest with you, I thought that would be in game 4. I probably should have said it before they're down.
No, but you still said 2 wins.
I thought Boston would ride the big Mo from the game, from the way Chara and Smith went. I thought they would ride that wave into Detroit.
But the first home playoff game, you know, and they should – the people should – I know people were down because they lost the way they lost game 2. But you went to Boston looking for a split, Mark. You got what you wanted. You come home. Your crowd goes crazy. First playoff game of the second season. Should be a crazy place, crazy atmosphere. The Wings should be flying around, right? And instead, period 1 is over and they're down 2-0.
Pete, out in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on Sportsnet with Parker and Amanda. Of course, Michigan State will be playing Maryland at night on the schedule in football this year. Hi,
hey.
Pete.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Hey, Rob, I just wanted to tell you I'm a big fan of yours. I tweet you a lot, and I remember you from ESPN, but I wanted to ask you guys a question. What do you think about this new instant replay rule? I know my Orioles were playing the Red Sox over the weekend, and on the transfer with Flaherty, he dropped it, and the umpires called him out. It seems like a lot of these teams are going to lose games on this transfer rule. What do you guys think about
that? That's a bad call. I don't even understand how they made that call. I saw it. It was a transfer, and they said it was a drop ball. It was obvious that he was going to throw it. And you know what, Pete? And Pete, I totally know who you are on Twitter. I mean, we tweet all the time. And I keep telling you, my best friend lives down in D.C., and when I get down there, down in that area, we're going to take an Orioles game, all right?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good, Rob. But, hey, I'm going to get off here. I appreciate you all. Love the show. And take care of yourself. I love it.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate
nice.
That.
Yeah, out there in Baltimore.
He tweets me all the time.
Oh, I should have asked Pete about Jerry Sandusky.
What about Jerry Sandusky?
He's got a book out. No, not that. But the other Jerry Sandusky.
Who should have changed his name after
that? He won't do
guy.
It. Jerry with a G. That's how he says, hi, I'm Jerry with a G. Let me give him can I have a shout-out, please?
Shout-out.
Jerry Sandusky, longtime voice
it's
of
It's always bad to have a name like that now.
Longtime voice of the Baltimore Ravens, 26 years now in television and radio in Baltimore. But his name is Jerry Sandusky. His dad was a football coach for 35 years in the NFL. His dad, John Sandusky. So, you know, I told you this story.
They named the city after him
I
in
told
Ohio.
You the story. The other Sandusky pair is Jerry with a J, who's obviously an NJ, and his son is John. Well, the father in this family is John, and he's Jerry.
Wow,
isn't that weird?
That is pretty weird.
And Jerry's gotten a ton of hate mail, people thinking that they got the wrong guy.
But how could they think that? He's an announcer.
He just gets it through Twitter and emails, and people just found any Jerry Sandusky they could find. Anyhow, Jerry, who did nothing, has a book out called Forgotten Sundays. It's about his life with his dad. It's supposed to be a really good read.
How come everybody's doing that? Do you know Billy Crystal just has a play called 100 Sundays?
Yeah, right, right.
It's
in New York.
So the 100 Sundays? Is it about his son? Is it called 100 Sundays?
Jerry Sandusky's
no,
book?
No.
Oh, I don't know what Crystal's play is, but I know it's on Broadway in New York right now.
Okay.
Forgotten Sundays is the name of the book, but Jerry Sandusky, the reason I'm bringing Jerry up is he was my intern in Miami.
Was he really?
Yeah, Channel 4 in Miami.
Is that not unbelievable?
Oh, no, I knew that this kid was going to be something. We could see it back then.
We got a couple of interns coming, Mark. Did I tell you?
No, I can't wait for interns.
Derek Coleman, son.
Oh, D.C. son. D.C. junior?
And do you know who's going to Michigan? What's his name, EP? I forgot his last name right off the... Maurice, who's the wide receiver, is going to Michigan. Oh, he's a...
Is he a son of somebody?
No, but he's a big-time player.
Oh, okay.
He's a receiver going to Michigan.
Going to replace Jeremy Gallant?
I'm sorry, Maurice. I don't know why I forgot his name.
All right, so very good. Well, he was my intern, Jerry. So there, if you got a chance, the book is called Forgotten Sundays. And it says, and that's like a subtitle, My Life with My Father, da-da-da-da-da. But Sandusky is the voice of the Ravens. Has been for a long time and has been on TV, but he was with me at Channel 4 Miami back 30 years ago.
From Country Day, so I can't.
From Detroit Country Day High School.
Yep.
700 Sundays is the Billy Crystal thing? Is it really 700 of
them? Is that what it is, 700 Sundays?
It's a lot of Sundays, dude.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, we're going to get some, you know what, started here. I'll even hit the thing. This is what's coming up on Sports Night with Parker and Man as we keep you tabbed on the Wings and the Tigers, and the Tigers with almost in blowout mode against Chicago, and the Wings not so much against Boston. But, yes, it is. Rob, what is today exactly other
it's
than Earth Day?
It's a trash-talking Twitter Tuesday. It's your chance to trash anything you want in the world of sports.
248-848-1130. You can do it on Twitter as well at Parker the Man, hashtag TTTT. Sports Night with Parker the Man. I'm the fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Sports Night with Parker the Man heading towards the midway point of the Tuesday trash talk and Twitter thingy deal already. I can't believe we're midway through. Tigers are 6-1 up on the White Sox still.
And Verlander got hit with a ball batted back through the mound, through the box mark, and hit off his leg and rebounded towards the Tigers dugout at third base. So it hit him pretty good.
Well, what I would do is if he can play one more to get the win and then pull his ass out of
you
there.
You would take him out?
Yeah, that's 6-1. The White Sox are dead meat right now tonight. I mean, there's nothing going on. And I would hope that your bullpen get along. You know, I know we talk about like the 7th, 8th, and 9th. The Tigers need like a good, you know, Drew Smyly was in that role. Smiley's pitching tomorrow, so he's not in that role anymore. Drew Smiley's going against that other dude tomorrow. Another one of these young White Sox pitchers who's no good. I don't know why they keep trotting these freaks out there. It's Andre Rienzo is pitching for the White Sox. So they need to find a really good long relief guy. You know, we were talking about the 84 Tigers, and you mentioned Juan Berenguer, and we were talking about Berenguer. You know, Berenguer wasn't just a starter. He'd be one of these guys that would come in when there was maybe a little failure or something and go six innings in a long relief role.
See, you remember where Juan Berenguer came from. He came from the Mets. And he was supposed to be the Spanish Tom Seaver. Like, that's all we heard about.
He had flashes.
Right? But he never lived up to that.
No, not the Seaver.
Well, but that's what we heard in New York when he was with the Mets before he got traded. Was he in the Rusty Staub trade? What was he in?
Howard
Johnson? I mean, how did he get to...
No. Well, he was already at Howard Johnson and played together with the
Tigers.
Okay,
no, I'm just trying to figure out. Well, maybe those... I don't know.
Does it matter?
Mickey Lolich?
That would have been way back. That
was the Rusty Staub trade, wasn't it?
Yeah, Staub was Mickey Lolich.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would have been 74, 75, and Berenguer wasn't there that long.
I'm just asking more. I'm sorry.
But they need a guy like that. They need a guy, even Doug Baer. Doug Baer was a 3-4-5 inning guy. He wasn't just relegated to one or two innings. It's hard to get those guys now, because if they're that good, you want them to start, and you don't want to sit in the pen. That's why there's this dichotomy in the Tiger organization over Drew Smiley. Because some want him to stay in the pen, but they want him in relief, and others said, no, he's got to be a fifth starter, and Ausmus will just pitch him, you know, in the bullpen on weeks where there's not a need for a fifth guy. But that's what the Tigers are missing right now. Because I just said, if you pull Verlander out after five, now what do you do? Well, you got to go with, Putkonen's already gone on the DL. Evan Reed, I don't know if he can be that guy. They've got a lot of, like, one-inning dudes. But that's baseball now. Baseball's basically one-inning guys, and you try to extend it, you know, for some length of, you know, something or other. But,
and it's weird now, like, you're right. You can't get two innings out of a guy.
No, it's like a heresy.
It's like, oh, my God, he's going to face six batters. Like, it's the
Jabba,
end of the world.
I suppose Jabba can go two. He's gone two already this year.
He's actually been pitching pretty well.
Pretty well. And I would think that Jabba would be coming in a, you know, if Verlander only goes five, because maybe, if you know, you don't take chances with that. If he got struck on the leg, like you said, I didn't see it. But if you say he got struck
the ball hit him, Mark, and went almost over to the third base.
It was on the foot there, EP?
Was it foot?
I don't take chances with that. If he, he's in the fourth. You want him to get
pitch.
The win.
You think Justin Verlander is going to come out of a game with 6-1 against these White Sox and give up a win? I don't think so, Mark.
They're not supposed to be this bad, you know. The White Sox are supposed to.
No, they're hanging in. What are they? They're 500? What are they? They're hanging in.
Yeah, they're 10-10. Are they 10-10 or 9-11, something like that?
They're hanging in. They're not buried. The season's not over. Everybody's in it in the division.
I just think that their pitching is going down the drain. I mean, just with Chris Sale out, and John Danks has not lived up to where he should have been, and. You know, they've gotten rid of a lot of guys, Addison Reed and others over the years. I just don't know where the White Sox stand. That's why I didn't, when I was looking at the AL Central this year, I went with Cleveland. Told you I went Cleveland, Tigers second, and still to make the postseason, Cleveland to win the division. I just couldn't in right minds think that the White Sox had anything going on, even though they were supposed to have a couple years ago.
I picked them.
I mean, that's really a fall from grace pretty fast.
I still picked Minnesota last. I'll pick the White Sox above.
Think about this real quick before we do the thing and we got sports rep coming. The White Sox had that lead on the Tigers. What are we talking here? 2012 now?
Oh, yeah, but all they had to play was 500. They choked it down like a dog.
But, Rob, it was like literally a 24-hour period where the White Sox had the lead, looking good, and then, boom, off the face of the planet.
Well, don't you remember?
And it hasn't been the
same happened?
Since.
They lost a doubleheader at home. Now, would that change? All they had to do was split. They lost a doubleheader at home, and that started the chain.
That was Guillen's last year, right?
Don't you remember that? Yeah, it was a doubleheader in Chicago. Well, it was a day-nighter.
That's what got Ozzie out of here before they hired Robin.
That was it.
Have you ever seen that big a fall from grace in a short period of time?
And then all
of
a sudden they got old real quick, and they became irrelevant real
You
quick.
Love Adam Dunn.
Please, Mark. I can't believe he's still in Chicago.
Look what he's making. $15 million, $16 million?
I don't care about his money. I just don't believe that they just...
All right, coming up, we got a sports wrap that we're going to do is start a little trashing. Just to let you know, just to get you in the mood, here we go again. Just to get you so that you get to say to yourself, I want to do some trash with those boys. And we already have a couple of Twitter things. I'll get to those coming up as well. But this is all you need. This is what you're looking for. I'm telling you, when you want some trashing, this is the deal. Take out the paper, then. Look at that Colabella from Minnesota. He's got like 20 ribbies. I'm going to stand, I think, now. We're doing some trash, and it's coming up next, halfway through. Sports Night with Parker Demand. Sports Wrap next.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.